Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and liking to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing. You are nothing compared to good. You are nothing compared to life. And you will be defeated. I want the individuals out there, I want free humanity to turn themselves loose, to cut the chains loose, and to use the end of that chain to slap the New World Order right upside the head. You've got the power. You want to know who can defeat the New World Order? It is you. You're the individuals that are going to be able to defeat this system. You're the individuals that are going to be able to take down the New World Order. It doesn't matter if Ron Paul wins. It doesn't matter if they rig the election. What matters is that we're starting to stand up. We're starting to move. We're starting to find our legs. We're starting to build our muscles. We're starting to realize that we do have power, and we can work together, and we can take action, and that the naysayers are a pack of weak liars who have never had any successes in their life and who are upset and frustrated to see us beginning to have victories against tyranny. They don't have any respect for themselves. They don't have any vision. And they don't have any will. And they sure don't have any of the power that shines out of God's soul and energizes all life in the universe. They have wed themselves to death. And they will crumble. And they
all you ever hear about in this country is our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the fucking money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. You know, anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality. Come anything on. You can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank. You know how I describe the economic and social classes in this country? The upper class keeps all of the money, pays none of the taxes. The middle class pays all of the taxes, does all of the work. The poor are there just to scare the shit out of the middle class. Keep them showing up at those jobs.
They're all the same. I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here.
I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up.
Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
I have this feeling, man, because you know there's a handful of people actually run everything. That's true. It's provable. It's not a fuck. I'm not a conspiracy nut. It's provable. Handful, very small elite run and own these corporations, which include the mainstream media. I have this feeling who's ever elected president, like Clinton was, no matter what your promises you promise on the campaign trail, blah, 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 when you win, you go into this smoky room with the 12 industrialist, capitalist scumfucks who got you in there, and you're in this smoky room in this little screen comes down, and a big guy in a cigar rolled a film, and it's a shot of the Kennedy assassination from an angle you've never seen before
that looks suspiciously off the grassy knoll,
and then the film, the screen goes up and the lights come up and they go to the new president. Any questions? Just what my agenda is. First we bomb Baghdad. You got it.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Everybody, how you doing? Joseph Gibson broadcasting from Greensboro, North Carolina. How's everybody doing tonight? Last night I apologized for the technical difficulties. Apparently there was an internet connection problem. We did have some bad thunderstorms roll through. I don't know if it was because of me, because I hung up on everyone by accident or whatnot. I do not know, but that's in the past. That was Sunday night, and we did have a blockbuster show scheduled, let me tell you. All right? But I moved on to other things that night. I went on and I scanned some other Blog Talk Radio shows, and I went on to some spiritual shows, and I'm going to ask questions about that a little bit later on here, you know, where I had some people that they actually did some readings on me. One person wanted to do a reading on me, you know, these, but this person actually was kind of legitimate. They were, you know, about God, they're about the Bible, and, they actually told me a lot about myself that they could not have known. So I want to give credit to International Spiritual Concepts, the show that was on last night, who had me on their program. And I want to say that they actually did tell me a lot of, about, they actually criticized my family. They said, your family is what keeps you down. You have so many angels surrounding you, but it's your family, you know, that don't believe. And how would they know that? And it's true. We've had conversations on this already on this program. But I want to follow up here with what happened on the show prior to last night's show. Talk Real Stupid. That's their show. It's really Talk Real Solutions, but their show is called Talk Real Solutions, and I call it Talk Real Stupid. And someone gave me that name in the chat room, actually. And I'm hoping some of those people will log on. This isn't a usual night for me. I usually do Sundays and Thursdays. So we may not get our usual following. But I had to do the show anyway because that's what I posted. And for all of you out there who get agitated with me and want to ask me if there's going to be a show tonight, look, per your request, I post the show now. After I get off here tonight, I'm going to post a show again for Thursday, okay? So there will be a show. So all you got to do is check your post. That's all you got to do. It's not, you know, I mean, you don't have to send me messages. You don't have to call me or text me and say, is there a show tonight? And I'm not trying to criticize anybody or bitch at anybody. What I'm trying to say is, you're on Facebook. I know you must see my posts. You must see them. So, and I did what everyone asked. Well, that's what I did. Okay? I did the show. I posted it actually immediately last week. So, because these black racists who wanted to call in, and those of you who missed it, oh, my Lord, we got bombarded, didn't we? Didn't we? What show was that? That was Thursday night show. Thursday night show where all those bastards, those black pieces of crap, that's what they are. That's what Talk Real Stupid is. The black son of a, ugh, I don't want to violate Blog Talk Radio policy, because but they do, and they get away with it. Okay? Because, you know, if they kick them off, they're discriminating against them. You know, just like this story here down in Raleigh, North Carolina. There's an apartment building, okay, that is privately owned, and the police have been called there on an average of 4 times a day for over 1 year. Okay, I wish I had the audio clips to play for you people, and I apologize for that. I'm going to start getting some more audio clips to play for live news so that we can play the clips and then comment on that. I'm going to do that again in the future. This was on the morning talk shows this morning. It's in Raleigh, North Carolina. 4 times a day, on average, the police have been called to this apartment complex. So what the apartment complex owner did was, is they put a curfew on the apartment complex. That means at 10 p.m., if you're there anytime after 10 p.m., you are trespassing. You are criminally trespassing. Okay? If your name is not on the lease and you are not a renter at this apartment complex, well, oh my Lord, they are up in arms. Many people are calling the news media, they shouldn't do that because we're black. That's why they're doing it, because we're black. You know? I mean, I want to hang out. Why can't we hang out after 10 p.m.? You know what? Your ass should be in bed getting ready to go to work the next morning. You shouldn't be hanging out at 12 midnight anyway. I don't want to hear it. And we're going to address this, and we're going to call that. I'm going to call that apartment complex owner in Raleigh, actually. I think the next show, and I'm going to interview him and get him on here. That's what I'm going to do, the next show. I'm going to call him. I wish I had that information right now. You shouldn't have your ass out at 11 o'clock at night, hanging out. Okay? Your ass should be in bed, getting ready to go to work in the morning. Oh, they're discriminating against us because we're black people. That's why they're putting a curfew on our apartment complex. You know what? It's private property. If I own an apartment building, you don't like the rules I set down, move. Move. Move someplace else. That's discrimination. That's what it's all about, folks, right? All we got to do today is say, I'm black and I don't like it. It's racist. That's all we got to do today, right? That's what it's all about, folks, isn't it? It's utter nonsense. It's utter nonsense. And I heard that story this morning when I was bringing my child to school this morning on the radio. That's why I'm bringing it up. And I'm going to contact Raleigh, North Carolina. Here we go. They're posted in the chat room. I don't have a link, though, I can connect on. I'd like to get the phone number to... If anyone in the chat room can get me the phone number to the owner of that apartment complex, I'd really like to call them live on the radio show right now, if I could. I mean, it's late. It's hard to do. I have to schedule this stuff earlier. But if anyone on a whim, and this is why the people in the chat room are so important, because they're listening to me and they're typing. Okay, I know people on the phone, if you've got an internet connection, you can't do anything unless you call in and give me the information. But people in the chat room, and I do have a number of people in the chat room, we've got a half dozen of people or so in the chat room, and this is great. That's why the chat room is so important. You know, I'd like to get a link I can click on here and call. And this is Raleigh, North Carolina. This was a news story, anyone, where they're claiming that it's racial discrimination because the landlord of this apartment complex has put a 10 o'clock curfew. Okay. Well, the police have been called 4 times a day there for gang violence, drug dealing. Let's see. I'm looking it up on the internet right now. Assault, domestic. Just this week, there were 3 shootings at the apartment complex. 3 shootings. I'm not a gang member. Why are you discriminating against me? Because I'm black? Is that why? Because I'm a black person? Baloney. You know, this race card nonsense has to stop. It's got to stop, folks. And I wonder where my liberal progressive friend Tone is tonight. Tone. Where is Tone, Mr. Argumentative, who has no common sense whatsoever about anything he believes in? But I do like him to come on to the program because he makes for a good argument. But he's not here tonight. I'm scanning the phone numbers now, and I'm scanning, and we got a couple of no callers here that are going to press one, and you're not getting on. You're not going to get on. I don't want to hear your nigger crap. I don't want to hear you importing my number or switching my name or the words that I have to say over and over and over and making me look like an idiot on my own radio show, okay? Because I never called anyone the N-word. Oh, I'm just going to say it. I never called anyone nigger, okay? Nigger. I've never called anyone that. See, what they're going to do now is they're going to take that word I just said, and then what they're going to do is they're going to edit it, and they're going to edit it and implant it into another part of the conversation that I'm having, and then they're going to play it back and make people make me sound like I'm a racist. That's what they're going to do. But you know what? I don't care. All right? And the only reason why I'm telling you that is I don't care because people know who I am. They know what I'm about. And if you want to call into this radio show and try to hack this radio show, trust me, we have a lawyer working on it. We're subpoenaing Blog Talk Radio records. My own people are getting personal information. We've already done it many times. TRS, Richard, a.k.a. Tyrone. His real name isn't Tyrone. It's Richard. Okay, from TRS, who lives in Myrtle Beach, North Carolina, who drives a convertible, okay, and we've called him live on the radio show, and what did he do? He ran like a little peewee. He wouldn't even want to talk to us, and we called him before. And if anyone can get that phone number put back up, that'd be great. Give me Richard's phone number, anybody, Richard, a.k.a. Tyrone. Tyrone Thompson, that's his name, Tyrone Thompson, I believe. We'll call him, and we'll call him tonight, too, and get this out in the open. So I'm getting a little sick and tired of this nonsense. We had a good show going in on Thursday, and they called in, and they started hacking us. Oh, there we go. I think we got his number right there. Hang on. I think we got it. Someone just sent it to me. Let me verify this. I got to make sure this is who I think I'm looking at here. You got to remember, that's Raleigh. All right. Oh, that's Raleigh? That's for the Raleigh apartment complex person in the chat room? For you? Okay, yes. All right. Oh, great. Okay, well, let's call this number, folks, and get some answers on this. Let's get some answers on this. Because this is a big issue. All right. Let me see. Hang on. You're typing too fast here because I got to get some numbers written down here. All right. Let's see here. It's got a 672-9883. What's the area code? 919? Because remember, I'm 336 here. All right? So I need that number. I need that area code because is that 336? That's the TV station. Uh-oh. It's there. All right. Hang on here. We're going to call some people live here right now. All right. Hang on. I'm writing here. All right. Yeah, but the 672 number, you don't have an area code in front of a person in the chat room. You don't. But the other number, you do. And I'm going to go ahead and call that number right now and see what we get here. And let's talk about this. I want some answers about this. We're going to call this. We're going to call this number right now and see what we get. Let's see what we get. Hopefully, we don't get a voicemail because that don't work on my studio screen. That don't work. We need a live person to answer. So hopefully, we can. And I'm typing in that second number you gave me right now. So, guest logged out. It was probably a prank. Who knows? Well, let's try it. Let's call this number. Let's see what's up here.
Hi, this is Troubleshooter Diane Wilson. You have reached the Troubleshooter Hotline. If you have a problem, please leave your name, your number, and a very brief description. Please be brief as the time does run out.
No.
Also, for faster results, please go to our website, abc11.com. Again, that's abc11.com. Click on the troubleshooter link, and there you'll see my picture, and it says email Diane Wilson. Send me an email if you
all
need
right,
to
I don't want to look at your picture.
Otherwise,
I'm going to mute you right now. I'm going to mute that person. Person, type in the chat room, you're not giving me the full number, 919-899-360. That's not a full phone number. So pay attention to what you're doing, please, because you're giving me the wrong – yeah, I need a full phone number, okay? I know, Fayetteville, 107 Raleigh, North Carolina. Yes, I need a full phone number. And I know people on the call line don't know what I'm talking about here, but I'm communicating with people in the chat room right now. And welcome, Bridget, to the chat room. Thank you for your support. I appreciate it. I need the full phone number. You've got 919-899-360. That's not a phone number. That's half the number. So I need a full phone number, chat room, if you can give it to me. I don't know what the hell he just typed there. I don't know. Jeez. 919. Hang on. All right, hang on here. 919-619-683. And we'll go 1111. Is that what you typed in? We'll try that one, and then we'll start taking callers, okay? Because I want to get on to other issues of the day. If I can't get someone live, then there's no point in doing this. I don't want to talk to a voicemail, all right? So let's go here. Let's cancel that call. You're canceled. Okay. And let's see here. All right. Let's see. Let's go back to this number here. They're still on the line, actually. We may have a live caller on the line there. I don't know. But let's press 1 if you're live. If this is a live radio show, if you are connected. It's called Understanding the Times in Which You Live In, and we're talking about the apartment complex in Raleigh, North Carolina. So press 1 if I do have a live person on the line, because I see you weren't disconnected when I went through that phone number right there. But I'm trying another number here real quick, and hopefully we'll get through to the same person. So just stay on the line, and I'll connect you. If you drop, you drop. All right? 11111. All right, let's try this one, and then we'll go from there. Okay, folks? All right, here we go. See what we get here going on. See what we got going on here. I need a live person. That's what I need. And this is live radio. And we can call a news station.
This is Keisha Powell.
Folks.
Thanks for calling ABC 11 Eyewitness News. If you need to reach our news department, press 1. For our sales department, press 2. For our web department, press 3. For questions about community affairs, press 4. For our company directory, press 5. Press 0 at any time during this call to return to the main menu. This is Tisha Powell. Thanks for calling ABC 11 Eyewitness News. If you need to reach our news department, press 1. For our sales department, press 2. For our web department, press 3. For questions about community affairs, press 4. For our company directory, press 5. Press 0 at any time during this call to return to the main menu.
Can't do that.
This is Tisha Powell. Thanks for calling ABC 11 Eyewitness News. If you need to reach our news department, press 1.
Right,
for our sales department, press 2. For our
I can't do that. I can't press 1 or something. I'm on a switchboard here. There's no way for me to press that. So let's go back down to this person here. 919, are you there? Hello? Area code 919-688-4357. You there? Hello? All right, they're not there. Okay, I may be on their recording. Maybe I should just go ahead and hang up on them. I need a live person, folks. All right, there we go. They dropped. All right, very good. I'm glad they dropped. All right, the other one will drop in a minute. I need a live person. I can't talk to a voicemail and can press 1. All right, folks. So remember that. When you send me phone numbers, I kind of need a... All right. I got another number here. Hang on. I got one more, and then we're going to get to the news of the day, okay? Because this is worth trying, because this is stupid. This subject is really stupid. And then I'm going to start talking about the issues of the day, and I got callers here. So hang on here. All right, let's try this first. Let's try this number one time here, see what we get. And we've done this before, folks, if you remember, and we do get live people sometimes, but what they'll do is they'll pass the buck over to someone else, and then they hang up on me. You know, and here we go. Let's try this one. Let's try this one real quick. I hope I dialed it right. I didn't. Hang on. Please enter a valid. Hang on. I'm rushing here. Hang on. All right, let's see here. 919, and my computer's acting up. Hang on. All right. This is why I need a co-host. My co-host could be doing this for me while I'm talking. That's why it's so important to have a co-host. But anyway, I've said that a million times. All right, here we go. Let's see what we got. All right. Nobody answers the phone. All right, hang on. I just heard something in the background there. I don't know who the hell that was. We'll see if they answer. If they don't, then we'll move on.
This is Tisha Powell.
Okay,
thanks for calling ABC 11 Eyewitness News. If you need to reach our news department, press 1. For our sales department, press 2. For our web department, press 3. For questions about community affairs, press 4. For our company directory, press 5. Press 0 at any time during this call to return to the main menu. This is Tisha Powell. Thanks for calling ABC 11 Eyewitness News.
You're welcome.
If you need to reach our news department, press 1.
Goodbye.
For our sales department, press 2. For our web department, press 3.
Shut up. There you go. Shut up. You can't reach anybody live. That's the problem. And that's what I'm getting at. I need someone live, and I'll try to arrange that next time for when we do a show, okay? But anyway, I'm trying to connect with another person here. Oh, well, it's Dr. Ventura. He's on the road. He may want to come on tonight about the show that we did. And you see, I bring these people onto the program to listen to this nut crap, this TRS nonsense. Get a tone dialer off the eBay. Yeah, all right, yeah. The news is nobody answers the phone. Yeah, I know that. And I can't get them. All right. Anyway, folks, all right. Well, anyway, let's see. Let's get back to what we were talking about here. Terror in England. We all heard about what the police in England. This is the advice they give to the people in England, folks. This is what the London police have told their residents in England. If you experience or you witness a terrorist attack, run, hide, turn your cell phone on vibrate, so they can't hear you, and then call night, and then call the police for help, and we will try to come save you. Run and hide. That's what the London. Now, this is England, folks. This is a country that has no guns. They banned guns. Okay? They banned guns. Someone in the chat room, give me the White House's number. I want the White House. Can someone give me the White House number? I want to call the White House. I want to know if that's the advice that our government's given us. I want to call the White House. Can someone get me the White House? Take your time. I want to call the White House. I want to know what's up with this. Run and hide? This is what the London police are telling the English people in England? Well, we all know in the country of England, guns are banned. You're not allowed to own a gun. Nobody's allowed to own a gun in England, folks. And I want to tell you something right now. An armed society is a polite society. All right? I need the White House. Someone in the chat room, give me the White House's number. I want to call the White House tonight. I should have it here on speed. I should have it already. I know I'll get a hold of somebody on the White House. I know I will. All right, here we go. Thank you very much, my friends in the chat room. I'm going to tell you, you guys are awesome. You guys are awesome. We're going to call the White House. I want to know if that's what our government tells us to do, run and hide. What do we do in case of a terror attack in America? Do we run and hide? Imagine that, Americans running and hiding. Imagine that. I'm going to get to the bottom of this here. Let's call the White House. Well, I've called the White House before, and I did get a live person. Let's pray we get a live person here. This is going to be interesting, folks. This is going to be interesting if we get a live person. Here we go. Let's call the White House. Hopefully I got the number down right.
For quality and training purposes, this call may be monitored but will not be recorded.
Uh-oh. Somebody's calling. Somebody pressed 1. That's interesting.
The White House?
Hey, how you
Hello?
Doing? Hi, how you doing? Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. My name is Joseph Gibson. I'm calling from Blog Talk Radio, Understanding the Times in Which We Live in Today. And we're doing a show, and we're talking about the terrorist attacks in London. And the London police are advising the citizens to run and hide and turn their cell phones on vibrate. And if they see, you know, any type of terrorist action or if they see something, say something. What does the White House advise the American citizens to do if we see something suspicious or witness a terrorist attack? What advice do you give us? The same advice? Run and hide? Or what does the White, can the White House give me a statement on that?
Sir, I'm sorry. This is not an information line. This line is strictly for directory assistance.
Well, I'm asking for assistance. I'm asking for assistance.
Okay.
So for, I guess I reached the right
for
person.
Directory assistance. So if you want to be trans... Okay, so please hold for the Office of Correspondence.
Okay, I'll hold. This is your government.
Thank you for calling
folks.
The White House. To write to President Trump or submit a new request for a presidential
press
message,
one.
Please visit us on the web for faster service. Our address is www.whitehouse.gov/contact.
Here
to
we
write
go,
to the
miracle
president
round.
Or Mrs. Melania Trump via postal mail, the address is the White House, 1600 Pennsylvania
I'm
Avenue,
back. I'm pissed
Northwest,
off now. I don't want to hear a 20-minute voicemail message.
Salutation is, Dear Mr. President or Dear Mrs. Trump.
Dear Mr. President, can
Vice
you answer
President
my question?
Pence or Mrs. Karen Pence, the address is also the White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Northwest,
God.
Washington, D.C., 20500. Salutation is, Dear Mr. Vice President, or Dear Mrs. President.
All right.
Note,
well, what's their number? Let me meet their number here. Where's their number? Here they are.
Processing time for receiving and responding to postal mail can take
You're
several
muted.
Weeks.
You're muted. I'm going
to
mute you. I'm muting you, and I'm calling back again. I'm going to do what they do. I'm going to call them again. I want an answer.
For quality and training purposes, this call may be monitored but will not be recorded. Thank you for calling the White House. Press 1 for the comments line to leave a message for the president.
God.
Or visit our website at www.whitehouse.gov. Press 2 to obtain the mailing information for the White House. Press 3 for information regarding tours of the White House. Press 4 for information regarding gifts. For federal information, call 1-800
They gave me a different message this time. Looks like they got my number. You're right, in the chat room. Looks like they got it.
Or visit the website at
The White House.
Yes, how you doing? My name is Joseph Gibson, and I'm live on the air right now. I'm on a worldwide radio show, and it's called Understanding the Times in Which We Live In. I was already talked to one of your representatives, and basically what they did was is pass the buck and turn me over to an answering service. I am talking about the terrorist attacks in London, England tonight. It's 6:33 p.m. in Greensboro, North Carolina, where I'm broadcasting from. And the message we got was is that the London police are telling the citizens of England to run and hide. Is that something that the White House is going to tell the American citizens to do if we witness a terrorist attack or confront a terrorist? I'm just wondering, is that the policy of the White House? Hello? All right, they hung up on me. Oh, the White House hung up on me. All right, hello? Did you put me on hold, maybe? I don't know. Call them back one more time. What do you think? Let's call the White House. I'm an American citizen. I want answers.
For quality and training purposes, this call may be monitored but will not be recorded.
The White House?
Yes, how you doing? I'm trying to get a hold of somebody to get some answers here. My name is Joseph Gibson. I'm calling from Blog Talk Radio. We're doing a worldwide radio show on the internet right now. Who am I speaking to, please?
You're talking to the White House switchboard.
No, I'm talking to a human being, obviously. Do you have a name?
No, we don't release that information.
Okay, you don't release that information. Okay, that's fine. All right. Well, what we're trying to do is we're doing a show on this horrible attack in London, England. And what's horrifying me is the London police are telling the citizens of England to run and hide and to turn their cell phones on vibrate, and if they witness anything, to say something, to see something. What's the White House's position on this? Are they telling American citizens if we witness someone who's committing a terrorist act, or if we confront a terrorist, or if we see something, we should run and hide? What do we do as Americans if we confront a terrorist or see something suspicious? What is your advice to us? And you are live right now on a worldwide radio program. So can you answer that question, ma'am? Hello? She hung up. Oh, my God, folks. This is your government. This is your government. Live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm not going to call them anymore. I called them three times, okay? They hung up on me. They don't want to answer me. You want to know why? Because you are a slave. They don't represent you. This is the New World Order, okay? The New World Order in your face. In your face, Blog Talk listeners. In your face. It don't matter if you're white. It don't matter if you're black. It don't matter if you're Hispanic. You call the White House, you're not going to get an answer. I wouldn't be surprised if someone pulls up to my house in the next 1 hour in a brown Suburban or a black Suburban with tinted windows and says, "Knock it off, buddy. Stop calling the White House." You know what I mean? Am I right or wrong, folks? Am I right or wrong? This is your White House. All right, I got a live caller here. Who is this person? 336-254. Hello. Hello. All right, that's not a caller. They pressed one by accident. Obviously, I think I know who that is. Oh wow. Should I call one more time, folks? What should I do? Leave it alone? No, I agree. Don't call them anymore. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I'm opening up the phone lines. Press 1. Let me tell you something. You just heard live on this show how your government represents you. I called the White House to ask a legitimate question. It wasn't a crazy question. This is what the fake news is reporting, correct? And they completely ignored me. They hung up on me. I told them we were on a worldwide radio show. She wouldn't even give her name. Who pays her salary, folks? Don't you? Don't you pay her salary? Aren't you a taxpayer? No, you're not. You're not. You're not a taxpayer. I don't want to hear on anybody. That's why I can't stand it. When I hear people say, "I pay my taxes. I pay my taxes." Your taxes don't pay for nothing. They got a machine that prints the money. It prints it. Your taxes don't pay for nothing. You were born as a slave. It says it on your birth certificate, for goodness sake. I'm opening up the phone lines, folks. Press 1. Please, press 1. I need to hear someone else's voice here tonight. Press 1. Somebody. We called your government, your White House. Don't you have something to say? Aren't you pissed off? You just witnessed it live on Blog Talk Radio. Aren't you pissed off? And I still got a White House number on the line. Actually, that's Raleigh. That's Raleigh, North Carolina. It's probably still playing the same damn voicemail over and over. Hang on, let's see.
Department, press 3. For questions about community affairs, press 4. For our company directory, press 5. Press 0 at any time during this call to return.
You still play the same damn message over and over. That's your government, and that's my local government in North Carolina. That's my local government. This is how they serve you. Why aren't you pissed off about this, people? Wake up. Why aren't you mad? Why aren't you angry? Because you don't care. You don't care. All you care about is paying your electric bill on time, being a good slave, and just keeping your mouth shut just for a little while longer until they take your guns, until they kick your front door down, and they take your firstborn son or your daughter. And even then, you probably still wouldn't do anything. We got CPS cases where they do it. The parents let them take their children. I'll be goddamn you take my son. That's the day I die. I'll tell you that right now. No, we're not going to argue out in your kangaroo courts. God, I'm fired up right now. What the hell is wrong with you people out there? Oh, my Lord. I can't believe it. I should have never called the White House tonight. I should have never called the White House. What a joke. What a joke. Where are you, black racists, now? Where are you? Gotta be ashamed of yourself. Press 1 if you want to get on the phone line tonight. Come on, big mouth. Don't you got something to say about your government? Come on. You got big mouth any other time? Why don't you talk about your government tonight? This is your chance. You know they're listening to you. What, are you scared? You scared? You know your government's listening to you. Yeah, you better hang up. You better hang up. I saw who hung up. You're scared. That's what you are. You're scared. You're scared. And I know the first coward to hang up right then and there. Press the number 1 and get on this radio show and voice your opinion about what you heard. I called the White House and they hung up on me. All right, I'm calling Dr. Peter Ventura. That's what I'm going to do right now. And I'm going to, because we got no one else here who wants to chime in. We got no one else with the guts. Because I know you got to guard that Social Security check. I know you do. I know. You're okay in your little house. You're all safe. Don't worry. You're safe right now. Don't worry. They're coming to get you one day. Don't you worry. I won't see it in my lifetime. They're not going to put a microchip in my ass. Oh, yes, they are. Oh, yes, they are. Oh, and you will see it. You will see it in your lifetime. It'll be too late then. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about the end times. Let's talk about it. Come on. Nobody else wants to speak up. Let me call somebody who may want to speak up here tonight. Dr. Peter Ventura, how you doing? I'm fired up here tonight. I called the White House tonight, and they hung up on me 3 separate times. Because you want to know why? They don't represent the people. And we're talking about the end times. Okay? And the question that I asked the White House was this, Dr. Peter Ventura, was this. The London terror attacks, the London police issued this statement to the citizens of England, okay? Because you know England, they're disarmed. You're not allowed to own a firearm. You're not allowed to own any weapon whatsoever concerning a firearm. You can own a knife. That's why a terrorist uses knives, because you're not allowed to use guns over here. But anyway, this is what the London police told their citizens. Run. Hide. Run and hide. Turn your cell phone on vibrate, okay, and call the police, and we'll try to get there as quickly as we can to save you. That's what the country of England told their citizens. And I called the White House tonight, Dr. Peter Ventura, and asked, what does the White House tell us if we confront a terrorist? What do we do? And they hung up on me. Because, you know, they don't work for me. Yeah, they hung up on me. Yeah. Isn't that funny? But, Peter, tell us about the end times. Tell us about what's going to happen here to these people who say, I'm not going to see a microchip put in my forehead. I'm not going to see the Antichrist. I'm not going to see what's going on. Tell me, as a pastor, and I know you can't put a time limit on this. I know you can't do it. I know no man knows when the end's going to come. But tell me, as a pastor, when do you think, just talk man to man here. And I've got Raleigh on the phone right now, Raleigh, North Carolina. They're playing voicemails over and over and over and over. So I don't know what they're going to do, if they're going to hang up or not, or maybe someone will connect. And I wanted to talk, that was another subject. Tell us about the end times. What can you do in the end times? Because man will pray for death. And it will not seek him. He will not find death. Man will seek death, and he won't find it. I want you to scare these people tonight and tell them about the book of Revelation and tell them what's going to happen real soon in their lives. Go ahead, Dr. Ventura. Uninterrupted, the floor is yours.
Well, the Bible says if a person has not received Christ Jesus, they'll be left on the earth during the 7 years of tribulation. Three quarters of the world's population will die. They say that the Battle of Armageddon will leave blood as high as a horse's bridle for miles. That it'll take 7 years to bury the bodies. It's a bad time. It's a time when you read in the Bible there's a veil between the spiritual world and the physical world. And in that end time, God will remove that veil. And these creatures come up out of the earth, these demons. And they have stings, it says, where they can sting a man. And he'll wish he died, but he didn't. You can't die. And many will seek death and not find it. And God says in the book of Isaiah, which goes along with Revelations in this period of time, during the tribulation, that he will have no mercy on them who rejected his son. That he will sprinkle their blood on his garments. He will trample them under his feet. And so God has been gracious enough to give us Jesus Christ and an opportunity to make a choice. Either we'll spend eternity with God or we'll spend eternity in hell. But
and what
time
do you say
coming
to
on the earth.
Peter, real quick, I got some people. I don't want to lose these people. And I know who's listening tonight. I
see your phone number. And I know that I got family members that are elderly. Some in their 80s, some in their 70s.
And they say, I'm dying. I'm old. Who cares?
Talk to them real quick.
Well, they should be the most concerned because they have all eternity ahead of them. And they're closer in age, if you want to say that, than others. And that should be the most pressing issue in their life is where will I spend eternity? And if this book, the Bible's correct, and I receive Jesus Christ, then I'll spend eternity with God. And if I choose to reject the book, which is the Word of God, and I choose to reject God, then I will spend eternity in hell. Hell is not the grave. Hell is not merely separation. Hell is eternal judgment. The Bible says their worm never dies. Jesus spoke more about hell than he did any other subject. And he's merciful enough to give us a choice. But time's running out for all of us. And especially the elderly. Today's the day of salvation, the Bible says. You can't wait till tomorrow to make a choice. You know who Jesus Christ is. You reject it because you choose not to believe it. But merely because you don't believe something, you know, it's like the sign that says bridge out ahead. And you say, well, I don't believe it, and drive off the bridge. God sent enough of people into your life. If you're an elderly person over your lifetime, you know enough about Jesus Christ to know he's the Messiah. And you can pretend he's not all you want. But judgment and truth is coming. And merely because they didn't believe John the Baptist was going to come, that days before John the Baptist didn't stop John the Baptist from coming. One day he showed up and he heralded the coming Savior. And God has sent the word for thousands of years telling people.
And tell me,
and
Dr. Ventura, tell me, yeah, these people that are elderly, they don't have one day to waste. And they say, I'll deal with it when I die. What do you got to say to that person? Because I had a grandfather who said that. I had a grandfather.
Well,
I'll deal with it when I die. And I'm going to tell you what might have happened to him. I hope it didn't. But go ahead, Peter. Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to tell you exactly what's going to happen if you believe the Bible, which I do. The angels will come, and they will meet his soul or her soul departing from her body, and they will immediately take them to their destination, either hell or heaven. And when they smell the sulfur burning in their nose, they'll realize what time it is. You see, the soul is the exact representation of the physical body. If you've ever met anybody who had an amputation and they say, oh, my arm hurts, but they really don't have an arm, they do because their soul is still there.
Oh,
and that
wow.
soul
Powerful.
Feels pain.
Yep.
That soul feels pain. And that soul will either come to the presence of God Almighty or it will be separated at the gates of hell. And once you're in there's no coming back.
Peter, I remember my uncle telling me his wife's father, I don't know if he's listening tonight because I see several private numbers. I don't know if he's listening or not. But I know his wife's father had his arm chopped off, and my uncle used to always make jokes saying his father, he used to always say, I can feel my arm. My arm's pulling. You know?
Yeah.
So you just made a very powerful statement. You see that? You get your legs chopped off, they're still there because your soul is still there. The soul of your legs is still there.
Even people who've had their teeth removed.
Yeah.
Feel sometimes, they say, oh, I got a pain in my tooth. Well, you don't have a tooth.
Yeah, you know, so anyway, like I said, I had a grandfather who said he'd deal with it when he dies. Hopefully he was saved. I don't want to hear any sugarcoating tonight from people to call in and say, yeah, he was saved, blah, 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 because I know for a fact I heard testimony that said they're coming to get him. His feet were burning. My feet are burning. Well, where did he go? Most likely. And I'm going to tell you something right now. Like you said, Peter, you believe the Bible is true. And people can say, I had a priest that whipped me when I was a child and blah, blah, blah. And I was in a Catholic church and blah, blah, blah. But the fact of the matter remains is that doesn't mean God is fake. There is a higher. You didn't come from a monkey. You didn't come from a fish. Okay. Why do monkeys still have fur then if evolution is true? Go on, knock
it
off.
What that means is you were involved in a religion that was a false religion and a cult, and you were abused by people who were abusing Christianity.
Yeah.
That's what it means.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that God's not real. When you say, well, where was God when this was happening? Well, God was at the same place he was when his son was being crucified on the throne of heaven. Well, Joseph,
yeah.
I have to cut out. I have to be. I'm in Stamford, Connecticut, and I have to be at a meeting. So I thank you for calling me, and I recommend that anybody listening, if you don't know Jesus Christ, today's a good day to find him. Tomorrow's not promised. You haven't seen anything. You think the world's wicked now? The world is not evolving into a better state. It is devolving. Every day, it's getting worse and worse. The average child sees 20 murders a week, and that's just on TV. We're in a wicked, wicked state, and the toleration of God to humankind is very thin. The cup is almost full, and when the cup gets full, the wrath of God will be poured out, and you don't want to be caught in the wrath of God, believe me. Hell's fire is real. There's people down there screaming now. The greatest prayer revival in the world is in hell. People down there are praying that somebody will go tell their family and somebody will tell their friends and somebody will tell their neighbor that hell's real. We're burning down here. We're dying. Please, God, forgive me. God, forgive me. Tell my neighbors. Don't let my children come here. Oh, God. That's what's going on day in and day out down there. You better get right with God. Today's the day of salvation. You want to get right with God, I'll give you an opportunity right now. You pray with me right now. You say, God, I repent of my sinful life. And I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins. And I ask Jesus Christ to be my Lord and Savior. I believe he died and the third day he was resurrected and he's sitting at your right hand right now. And I ask Jesus Christ to be my Lord and Savior. Save me from hell. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. If you prayed that prayer, you need to call Joe and tell him that. We'll get you some nice literature to help you along. All right, God bless you, Joe. I got to go.
All right, take it easy, Dr. Peter Ventura. Thank you. You're always there when I call you. I must say that. I could say that because a lot of people aren't when I call them, especially the White House. But all right, thanks, Peter. Take care. I'll call you after the show a little bit later. All right, take it easy.
Okay.
All right, folks, anyone wants to chip in tonight, you can press the number 1. Dr. Ventura is going to exit here. He's going to hang up. I'll mute his number just in case. Anyone wants to call in, press the number 1. Otherwise, we're going to start getting ready to wrap up the program.
because there's no need to carry on anymore. I thought this was a pretty powerful program. And the program goes in different ways many times. And I see the one private caller already. I don't know who the private caller is. Hopefully it's not a crank caller. I know last Thursday, and to my supporters, I apologize, but I don't screen callers. We are 100% live. So when these bastards call in and, like, talk real stupid and stuff like that, all we could do is laugh at them. That's all we could do is laugh at them. And welcome Bridget Pruitt for logging back into the chat room. All right, there goes Dr. Peter Ventura. And I'm hoping others will press 1. Because you heard what happened tonight. What a joke, huh? You pay taxes, and I call on a live radio show, and they hang up on me 3 times in a row? Oh, thank God for Dr. Ventura. He had to save me there for a little while. I'm glad his voice of inspiration, because I was getting pissed off. I'll tell you that right now. I was getting ready to call him back. You know, but the wise thing to do is leave him alone. This is a criminal government, folks. They don't represent you. They don't. They don't represent you at all. At all. For goodness sake, they don't. Don't waste your time in believing in Donald Trump. Donald Trump is not going to save you. Okay? Hillary Clinton won't save you. No. No. Okay. Private caller, go ahead. You're live on Blog Talk Radio. Hello.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone. Hi, Joe.
How you doing, Mike? Good to hear your voice. I'm glad you're not a crank caller because you call in from a private number, so I get worried. But go ahead. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I might be cranky because of the subject, but other than that, I have a couple comments. My first comment is about Dr. Ventura. It takes as much energy to not believe in Jesus than it does to. So what the means of two evil? I mean, if you believe in Jesus, how is it going to hurt you any more than not believing in him? Don't you know? You always, you know, when something happens, you cut your finger or you hurt yourself or. You know, you're trying to do something. You need that little spurt of energy to do it. Who do you call on to help you? You know? And who do you blame when you hit your thumb with the hammer? You know, what name do you shout out? You know? And so what I'm saying is, I think it's easier enough to believe or take that chance than it is to say, you know, the opposite. The other thing I'd like to say.
Okay, just answer your first question before you get to your second, because I don't want to get lost, because I'm giving you, I won't interrupt you, but to answer your first question, are you saying that, hey, if you believe, you got nothing to lose? I mean, if you believe, you got everything to gain, right? I mean, if you believe, and if Dr. Peter Ventura is wrong, if the Bible is wrong, guess what? It doesn't matter. You're going to be buried. It doesn't matter. We're all going to die, right? We can all agree on that. We're all going to die, and where we go, nobody knows. But if Dr. Ventura is right and the Bible is right, wouldn't you rather take a chance in believing in Jesus Christ and saying, hey, I'll believe in you because I'm going to have faith that you're real. And if he's not real, guess what? It doesn't matter. You get eaten up by the worms and you turn to dust and you're in your coffin in the ground. But if Dr. Ventura is right, oh my goodness, do you really want to go to hell? You know, I mean, what happens then?
You've explained it better than I have. Because, you know.
Well, thank you very much.
You know, that's the way I figure it. You know, if it takes that much energy to say I don't believe, it takes about the same to say you do. And, you know, you might not agree with all the Catholics with their brand new cars and you know, their churches that are bigger than, you know,
their mansions.
Yeah. Well, like in Connecticut, we had a Catholic church in Wallingford, Connecticut. If you sat in the back row, you couldn't see the front. I mean, you know.
There's one on every corner, isn't there? I mean, you go to Church Street in Wallingford, Connecticut. What do you got? You got one at the bottom of the hill. You got one at the top of the hill. You drive down Main Street. There's another one sitting on the corner, you know. And you come down here in North Carolina, you got a Baptist church on every corner. So, you know, like you said, but good point, Mike. Good point. And anyone else who wants to chip in before I let Mike wrap it up here, you need to press the number one and get on the queue because I'll start wrapping it up. But, Mike, go ahead. Continue on. You had a second point. You had a second point. So go ahead. Uninterrupted. Go ahead.
My second point is this. You were talking about over in England, you know, they can't carry guns. And, you know, if you see a terrorist, you know, run and hide. Well, aren't they allowed, if they can't carry a gun, can they carry mace? Can they carry a knife? Can they carry anything? You know, cops over there, you know, they call, what do they call them, bobby clubs? Or over here we call them batons.
Billy clubs,
there it is. You know, they always said the joke about the English is, you know, if a cop's chasing you on his bicycle, blowing his whistle to say stop, you know, the joke is, or I'll say stop again. Because they have no way of...
Yeah.
You know, enforcing, you know, their might over you. Well, it's a little different. That was years ago, but, you know, now they have vehicles and stuff like that. But I just figured, aren't they allowed to carry anything for protection, you know?
Well, in the country of England, to answer your question, in the country of England, the citizens are not allowed to carry anything whatsoever. They're not allowed to carry anything concealed. I know that. And when it comes to a firearm, definitely not. All firearms had to be turned in. I forget what year. Maybe someone can answer that in the chat room for me, people that are looking up stats for me and stuff. But I know for a fact you're not allowed to own any firearm whatsoever unless you're a collector. Or law enforcement. Now, law enforcement they're not armed, but they do have guns in their stations, in their substations, okay? But as far as I know, no, you're not allowed to carry anything whatsoever to defend yourself. And that's what freaked me out about that. That's why I called our own White House. I mean, what does our White House advise us to do? We're Americans. What do we do when we confront a terrorist? And I wanted to know their policy on that, and they hung up on me three times. And that's why I flipped out in a way, and I want people to email the White House tonight. Everyone, this show is archived. Email the White House. Why couldn't an internet radio show, a local radio show, even broadcasting worldwide, and we don't have any worldwide listeners here tonight, but we do sometimes. Why couldn't I get an answer on this show? Why couldn't I? Why was I hung up on? You know, I mean, you want to know why, Mike? Because what we talk about, the Federal Reserve, you're a slave, and you're bought and spoken for the day you're born. And with the birth certificate thing that you like me to talk about. And we're going to get into that more after this last show because this pissed me off. But go ahead, Mike, continue on with your point if you got any more points.
The other point I do have is, you know, Ronald Reagan, he was very big on having a mighty military, okay? You show strength with strength, okay? George Bush, I think he wasn't building up the military, it's just that he used it. You know, but I think Donald Trump is a military builder. He figures, you know, if you know, I have 100 people standing on my side, and you have two on yours, you know, I don't think you're going to throw any sticks or stones at me. You know, because we got real nutballs running other countries. You know, some guy that looks like, you know, he just came out of diapers. You know, and I don't know who cuts his hair, but he should fire him. Because, you know.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
Well, I want to, Mike, before I let you go, I want to say, anyone else want to jump in here? And press the number one and chip in on tonight's program or comment on what you heard last Thursday. This show is like Russian roulette. You never know what you're going to get. We start off with a certain topic and bam, all of a sudden we get bombarded with a bunch of nonsense. You know, you never know. And I got another caller here. I'm going to connect him, but I want to thank a couple new callers here from Reedsville. Steven, thank you for tuning in, Steven, in Reedsville, new supporter of the show. He's listened. He participated on the Black Jesus radio program. And before I get to my next caller, tomorrow night I'm going to be combating a similar subject on the Black Jesus radio network. And I know a lot of people on this show don't like Black Jesus, but it's my show, and I say what goes. So hopefully I can count on my supporters here to tune in tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And because I got to catch up. We didn't have a show the other night. It got canceled. So that's the only reason why we're having back-to-back shows like this, all right? Because we got to get this information out there, man. We got to do it, all right? But thank you for Steven, new listener. And I got another person here. Area code 919, they want to remain anonymous. They sent me a Facebook message, said they're just listening in, another listener. So, hey, the show is growing. But I think BitBanker here, and a lot of people know who BitBanker is, supporter of the program, he wants to jump in on the conversation. And I know I want to thank Joe and Sebastian in Florida for hanging in there for most of the show here tonight. Thank you very much. And Elizabeth Rondo in Yalesville, Connecticut. Thank you. Another family member listening in tonight. It's good to have the family listen. That is important. Very good. I like it. All right. BitBanker, go ahead. Welcome to the program.
Good evening. Bang. It's like Russian roulette all the time. Your clock is slow. You got to fix that. It's 4 minutes off. What kind of way is that to tell time?
My cuckoo clock? You're talking about my cuckoo clock that I got?
Yeah, it's 4 minutes off already, and it's only been a week. My God.
Well, cuckoo. The reason why I got it is because my great-grandfather loves cuckoo clocks. I know Elizabeth Rondo knows what I'm talking about, the grandfather clock he had and the cuckoo clocks he had. When I was a little boy, I used to giggle and laugh. And you know what? And cuckoo clocks are so important now because we live in cuckoo times. But go ahead, BitBanker. Go ahead.
I found a cuckoo clock down here in the basement last weekend as I was down there rummaging around looking for things. But Mr. Ventura's statement there in talk, that was quite powerful. And that, like always, it was always good. You know, it's very powerful. He always does a good job. I'm wondering if my long-lost friend Dee is listening. I mentioned to her about the show and the phone number.
You told me about that, actually, and I don't see the number. It's going to be a 203 number, you said?
Well, I would assume. I really don't know, you know, where they would be calling from or anything, but that's a wild guess.
Well, I don't see the number, to be honest with you. I'm not going to lie to you and say, yeah, they're listening.
Okay.
No,
that's
I don't
okay.
see it. I don't see the number.
That's okay. I can get a hold of them on Facebook. Hey, did you expect anything different when you called the White House? Do you really expect to get an answer? Did Hillary Clinton really expect to win? Come on.
Well, yeah. What do you think about that, the White House? I mean, here I am, a radio show with tax slaves listening. I mean, isn't that disgusting? They hang up on me.
Three separate times?
Isn't this the way it is in America? You think when you go to the bank and you open up a savings account that they take that money and they lend it out to other people, and that's where they get their money from. That's what you think. You think when you go to the bank to get a mortgage, and that's what you're doing. That's what everybody thinks. You think when you vote for a president and you're casting your vote, but everything is exactly the opposite of what you think.
Well, let me ask you this question then, since you brought up the subject of the banks, real quick before we wrap up the show tonight. And I thank everyone, and of course, let's see here, there's another one here I wanted to thank for listening. Deborah Lewis, thank you for tuning in tonight. She tuned in. She's been on here for 40 minutes, as I can see, so that's great. That's good. You know, this is good to see people like this listen in. It's very important, and because we're getting information out there. But what Dr. Peter Ventura talks about, the end time, I mean, a lot of people say that. I'm not going to see it. I'm not going to live it. But you know what? We got elderly people listening tonight. We know Joe and Sebastian, Florida. He's not a young guy. He's not 45 years old no more. He's older. We got Elizabeth Rondo. She's a little bit older. They're elderly. They're sick and tired of what they see in this country. They're fed up. I mean, because they grew up in a different time. I know you are, Mike, out Wisconsin's fed up. I know Elizabeth Rondo's fed up. Deborah Lewis is fed up. Steven's fed up with what he sees. Many other callers here. If you press one, I'll get you on, for God's sake. All you got to do is contribute. But don't be afraid. Some people are afraid. I know that. I'm just trying to pull you out, trying to get you in there. But what do we do? What do we do? How do we carry on day to day? What do we do? Do we just say, ho-hum, this is the way it's going to be, you know, or do we plan for tomorrow? Do we plan? Do we have food set aside? Do we have money set aside? Do we have a contingency plan for in case you get sick, I get sick, your family members get sick? What do we do? What's the plan? I mean, you know, what do you think? What's the best advice, you know, that a person of knowledge or experience can give the younger people out there today? So go ahead. Anybody? QN, BitBanker, you first maybe. Go ahead.
Wow, you're asking for information again. Here we go. If I had the answers, I'd be doing it. But I'll tell you what. You know, when Mr. Obama was in his first term, I used to walk around here to the post office, and they were going to impeach him. And they swore up and down that they were going to impeach him. And you know what? He got reelected again. You know, you watch the news, you listen to the news, you watch these people in government, and nothing ever goes right. You're talking about elderly people or older people. You know what? Maybe, right, you're sick and tired of the same old crap. No matter what you do, it's the same old thing. When Trump was out there with Hillary, you know, who are you going to vote for? And I said it then. I'm not voting for anybody because they're both crooks. You know, if Trump does a good job, I may consider voting for him next time if he does a good job. But I don't believe them. They're politicians. Their mouths are moving. They're lying. But yeah, you've got to look out for yourself. You've got to figure out a way to feed your family, to feed yourself, and you know it comes with knowledge. It doesn't come from worrying about what these politicians are doing, because they're not going to help you. They want your money. They don't want you to keep any. But you got to have some food growing around your yard. You got to have berries and everything. You got to be able to fend for yourself and feed yourself a little bit. But like I said, if I had the answers, I'd be doing it. I just do the best I can.
Well, there you go. That's right. Yeah, do the best you can. You know, is that all we can do? Is that all we can do, or can we do better? I don't know this 336 number. I don't know why they pressed 1 if they want to get on or not. I'm going to try it one time. I don't know who it is. 336, I'm going to unmute you. Hello? There's an echo there. I think that might be, I don't know. Something's going on with that number. But anyway, BitBanker, okay. And Mike, we got 15 minutes left. Bitbanker, why don't you give 2 minutes, and then Mike, give 2 minutes, and anyone else who wants to give their 2 cents on tonight's show, you're welcome to. So we got some open lines here. If not, we'll go ahead and get ready to wrap it up in the next 5 minutes. So, Bitbanker, you first. Go ahead.
Well, I haven't got much to say, but, you know, having the call and having it twice a week is pretty good. It's not too little and it's not too much. When it was happening every day or every other day, it gets to be too much. But what's really nice is you can get people on here and you can listen to them talk, especially people you know, because like me, I don't like calling people. I don't like bothering people. But at least if we're all on the call and we can hear one another talk, we can figure out what's going on in one's life. And if someone else needs something from me, they know they could call me because I'm up and about and everything, and I'd be willing to help them. And I hope the same holds true, you know, in the other direction. But it was a good call tonight, and I look forward to the next one.
All right, then. All right, Mike, it's your turn.
Okay, well, I agree with Joe 100% on that. It is nice to have family members and regular people on here as well. It's nice to hear family members that, you know, you haven't heard from in a while. We have quite a few family members that could be talking and joining and everything, but I guess this isn't worth their time. But, you know, talking about, you know, things that basically we really can't do anything about has to be therapy somehow. You know, we can't control the government. Heck, look at our roads. Our roads don't even mean anything anymore. So, I mean, at least we can talk about it here and we can discuss it here, you know, and without name calling like that other Jack, you know what, that was on the other day. You know, programs like that, those are programs for Tone. You know, so he can, you know, he can get in there and yell and fight and swear and everything else. That's not a program for me. So, but anyway. That's about all I got to say. I'd like to say hi to everybody that I didn't say hi to. I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Joe.
All right. Well, thanks, Mike. I appreciate it. And it's good. And you made a key point, you know. And hopefully we can get Jeannie back on here because, like I said, I called into one of those spiritual shows last night when the show was canceled. And it was quite awesome, actually, what they told me. They told me a lot about my own family. And they did it. See, I don't really believe in astrology or looking at the stars because the Bible tells you not to. But this person was more or less looking at the Bible and giving you an angel's perspective because there are prophets that are on this earth today. And I know my aunt told me one time that she had a guardian angel help her out. I don't know if Elizabeth Rondo remembers that story or not, but she's passed away, my aunt now, Aunt Helen Robinson. She passed away, but I remember her telling me a story on how a guardian angel helped her out, and angels are true. There are angels out there that help you. So that was an interesting show, and that's why I'd like to get Jeannie back on. So, Mike, that's your project, to try to get Jeannie back on here. I know the last time it was kind of a bad experience because we kind of were taken off guard and we allowed the phone lines to be open, and everyone started attacking everybody about what's right and what's wrong. And I don't want to do that. I'd rather just let Jeannie give her experiences and her knowledge out there and let everyone go from there. And the negativity we will block, and I will screen callers that night. So hopefully, Mike, you can get Jeannie back on here to do a spiritual show. And I'm telling you right now, that could be a big show because there's a lot of people on Blog Talk Radio that are interested in astrology
And I'm not saying I agree with all of it, but what I'm saying is there's a lot of people that are interested. If we get Jeannie on here, that would be great. So that's your project, Mike. Hopefully you can do it. Get her on. That would be great. And she's a family member, and it's frustrating in a way. You know what? Why not? Like you said, Mike, they're too good for us. They don't have enough time to call in for 15 minutes. I mean, come on. You know, you ain't got 10 minutes to check in. I mean, to hear everyone else's voice. For goodness sake, give it a rest. For goodness sake. All right, but anyway, thanks everyone for tuning in. It was a powerful show again. You never know what you get on this show. Sometimes we end up crazy. Sometimes we end up flat. Sometimes we end up happy. Sometimes we end up, I can't wait for the next show. I'm going to get that guy, you know, and that's kind of like what Thursday's show was about. And guess what? None of those bastards called in, thankfully. but it was a good show, and you learned something. Your government don't care about you. If you did, I mean, hopefully you already knew that. But obviously, I proved it to you tonight when we called the White House live on a radio show, and they hung up. How disgusting! And I hopefully everyone will just send an email to the White House saying I'm disgusted with my White House. You don't have to give any names. You don't have to give any specifics. Don't put yourself out there. Just send them an email. Say I'm disgusted with my White House. Disgusting with my local government. You guys don't represent me. You don't care. Even though, it's a waste of time in a way. But just put the words out there. Put them on an email format. Save it. And say at least you spoke up some way or another at one time or another. And I know some people out there, I know Elizabeth Run knows you don't have internet. And I don't expect you to call the White House. But tell your neighbors. Tell your friends. I'm sure they already know anyway. The government ain't worth a damn. This government don't represent you. They don't care about you. You are nothing to them. We are in the end times. And remember, it's going to happen rapidly. Rapidly when it does unfold. It's going to happen. So it's going to be like a tornado. It hits and you're like, oh my God, what happened? You know? So like Bitbanker said, what Dr. Ventura said was pretty powerful. So anyway, I'm pretty much exhausted here after yelling on the phone for about 2 hours here. So thanks, everyone, for tuning in. I'm going to end the episode. No music, just end the episode. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening. Hope you tune in tomorrow night to the other broadcast. If not, we'll be here on Thursday, understanding the times in which you live in. Thank you. Good night. Take care. God bless.
Good night.
You.